pre-vacation week, I'm sorry, and song of the day week.
Yes.
Is what we're calling this.
That's right. And the lunch is in the dryer. It's almost done. We've been drinking tequila.
At least you have a dryer. We just have a clothesline at my house.
Yeah.
And it goes against the HOA rules. So we have to hang the clothes at night.
That's right. Use a hair dryer.
That takes longer.
It's weird.
It's really just, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
In my house. Okay, so we're doing short shows this week because we're heading out on vacation next week.
You gotta go.
And so there's a lot of work to do, a lot to get ready. I have extra work at work.
Yeah.
And then there's extra work at home. All kinds of stuff.
There's
so
lots of stuff
really
to do,
quick.
Man.
So
you have to work twice as hard to go on vacation.
So I just popped by this morning to your house for a beer before work.
I mean, you know, I had a beer for breakfast. It wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
That's right. And we've been taking calls this week
then
featuring a song from those callers. And let's just head into the next call here. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And you may recognize this voice if you listen to our show with any frequency.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs, Party Line people. Jimmy Linetti here. Going to weigh in on a couple of recent topics been bouncing around in my head, so I thought I would give you guys a call. On the topic of cover songs, I was kind of hesitating calling in on this one because everybody has an opinion. And I guess I really haven't heard a lot of good ones run on your show, truthfully. But I'm going to pick out a fairly new one, and I'm just going to pick it because I like it. And I like it when a woman covers a song by a male artist or vice versa. But this is Coco Haynes, and she's covering a Tommy Stinson song or a fashion pop song, Tiny Pieces. And this came out on her recent album, and you may wonder what the connection is there, but Coco Haynes is the wife of Bob Mayer, who wrote the big biography on The Replacements. So that's where that connection came from. And the guy from Dear Tim, I believe. And also, that fashion pop record is getting reissued, too. So that all ties together some way or another. I'm going to kind of weigh in here on jogging songs also. Now, this one you'll have to look up, but I dare you to put it on and not even start jogging in place in your chair. No, there's no way you can listen to this song and not pick up your pace. If you're doing 5-minute miles, you'll go down to 4.5-minute miles or whatever. But it's by Wolf Parade. It's called Shine a Light. So look it up. Play it. You won't stop tapping your feet, and you'll want to start running immediately. In fact, I was running to it one day, and I was so charged up and amped up by the song, I ran out into traffic. I almost got hit by a vehicle. I literally had my hand on the hood of the car as it was coming to a halt in front of me at the intersection. So don't play too loud on your headphones. I know that's a safety issue, but it's a great song for jogging. Belongs on every jogging playlist. All right, boys. I'll try not to be like Echo Park Jimmy and go past my allotted time and get cut off. So I'll sign off right now. Jimmy Linetti, take it easy, fellas.
All right. How about that?
That's great, man. You know, in wrestling, Jim, how they used to have like the big superstar matchups. I think we have to have Echo Park Jimmy. Jimmy Linetti sort of showdown where they call each other.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? we just call one of them and say, can you hang on a sec?
And then we style the other one in.
And then
you guys talk.
Yeah,
that's right.
And record it.
That's
what do you think?
I like that idea a lot. That would be great.
That would be good. That would get us through a whole vacation next summer.
Actually, you can't even be on that because it can only be guys named Jim. That's our show, Kick Out the Jims.
Kick Out the Jims.
Yeah. So actually, we're going to have two songs of the day today because I want to play both of these.
All right.
So let's first start with Coco Haynes.
Mm-hmm. Bob Mayer's wife,
Bob,
apparently.
I did not know that.
No, I did not. And we spent a lovely time with Bob Mayer in Arden Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, where The Replacements recorded Pleased to Meet Me, and there's a few other records maybe recorded there. And then we went out to like a whiskey bar with him and had a drink. And
we had a great time. We went to Goner
Records,
too.
We went to Goner Records with him.
Yeah.
And,
Bob is a great guy.
Really
and
nice man.
Just a fantastic writer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that book, Trouble Boys, about The Replacements, if you haven't read it, go buy it, read it.
A hell of a lot of work went into that book. He flew back and forth, and he, got all the key people to talk honestly on the record, which was great.
He really put a tremendous amount of work into it. So if you are a fan of the band, you're going to get so much out of it. But I say also, if you are not a fan of the Replacements or you don't even really know them, I think it just would be I would love to be in a person's head reading that, not really knowing the band, because I have a feeling it would be so like entertaining.
Oh,
even
sure,
just be like, what is this? I know. Like this really happened? This, you know, this band really did these things, right?
Incredible.
It's got to be crazy. There needs to be a movie, don't you
Absolutely.
Think, made about that. Somebody needs to buy the film rights.
A towering achievement.
Yes, it's great. But I did not know about his talented wife.
I did not.
Coco Hames. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know how the guy could be married because he worked so hard on the book.
Yes. And she covered on an album that came out just this year, just back in March. She covered this passion pop song from the early 90s called Tiny Pieces. Mm-hmm. So let's hear a little bit of that. Other voice you heard there was John McCauley from Deer Tick.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Deer
very
Tick
nice.
Is great.
Oh, yeah. Amazing band.
And they're very Replacements influenced band.
Totally.
And I think they actually, you know, it's funny.
Really great American rock and roll band. If people don't know Deer Tick,
check them out. In fact, we should do something on them sometime.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Totally.
When the Replacements played in like Forest Hills Tennis Center or something like that. It was like sort of in this reunion thing that they did a couple of years ago. I thought this was so cool. I really wanted to go to the show because the openers were Deer Tick and the Hold Steady.
Oh, nice.
And I thought it was so perfect because those are both bands where you can hear the Replacements influence.
Totally.
You know, so well in that
and
band.
Taken to different places. So, yeah.
Okay, so that was Coco Hames. Very nice.
Very nice.
I'm going to check out this album.
Very tasteful.
And then the other artist that Jimmy Linetti mentioned is Wolf Parade.
Yep.
And this was a running song. He called it jogging, first of all.
I was going to say,
which is like,
let's start with that, jogging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'd also like to say this about Jimmy.
Is he wearing his tube socks when he goes out jogging?
He might be.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's wearing like a sweatsuit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like the way Jimmy got into that call, Jim, because he said, party line people.
Yes.
And I think that's the way you should open the call. Just shout out, hey, Jim and Patrick, and Party Line People. That's our next jingle, Jim. We've got to get a Party Line People. Yeah, it's kind of done like Heat
Wave,
you know, like a disco thing.
I'm going to challenge either Night Streets or Court Jar to write a song called Party Line People.
Would be great. Just the song. And I would encourage you to listen to like Fly Robin Fly by the Silver Convention. That's the vibe I'm going for right there.
Okay. So the other thing he mentioned was he said something to the effect, I have to question his bona fides as a runner or a jogger.
Yeah.
If he said, "You can, this song will take you from a 5 minute mile to a 4.5 minute mile," because where is he running? All downhill?
Yeah. He might be in an Uber.
All right, so we're going to play out. The second song of the day is this song that apparently will make you run Olympic levels fast.
Absolutely, I hope so.
Yes. Shine a Light, not the Rolling Stones, but Wolf Parade.
Wolf Parade, great band, actually.
All right.
It was, you know, it was in kind of that spate of Wolf bands, and one of the best ones, I think. Yeah,
one of the best Wolf
really,
bands.
Really, really good.
All right.
Yeah.
Join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of pre-vacation week.
And thank you very much, Jimmy, for the call.
Thanks a lot. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
So we'll talk to you one more day tomorrow. Hang the clothes at night.